from the KBIA newsroom in Colombia. I'm Jack Kosowski. A request for a temporary restraining order against Colombia and Boone County's reopening directives has been denied today. Boone County Circuit Court Judge Brock Jacobs denied the request today in the first hearing of a lawsuit against Colombia and Boone County's Public Health and Human Services Director Stephanie Browning. According to the Missourian, the lawsuit was brought on by Tiger Tots Child Developmental Center owner Paul Prevost. Prevost argues the reopening orders are too strict and violate constitutional rights. Prevost's attorney argued that Browning did not have the proper authority to make the orders and that Prevost has suffered irreparable harm. Browning's attorney and Boone County Councilor C.J. Dykehouse argued that city statutes allow Browning to make the orders and they do not conflict with state statutes. The state of Missouri has set a minimum standard of guidance after the first phase of reopening began May 4th. Jacobs set no date for the next hearing to give both sides more time to prepare. Prevost seeks a declaratory judgment and a permanent restraining order in the case. Missouri State Parks will begin a phased reopening beginning Monday, May 18th. Some key guidelines for campers include reserving a campsite prior to arriving. Some parks and sites will have limited campground occupancy, and only credit and debit cards will be accepted for payments. According to the Missourian, Missouri State Parks Director Mike Sutherland says that social distancing is still important. Reservations for next week are full, but people can begin reserving spots Monday for days in the following weeks beginning May 26th. Missouri lawmakers scrambled to pass bills before today's 6 p.m. deadline. The legislature is especially rushed this year after taking several weeks off due to the COVID-19 pandemic. A bid to create a Missouri prescription drug monitoring program stalled today in the final hours of the 2020 legislative session. Senator Tony Lukteimeyer's bill would have set up a system aimed at curtailing opioid abuse throughout the state. Lawmakers have tried for years to set up the program to stop doctor shopping. Lukteimeyer ended up shelving the bill after several GOP senators spoke out against it. Among other things, Senator Bill Eigel was upset with the House that they had made changes to the bill, which the St. Charles Republican had criticized on privacy grounds.
This chamber, along with our colleagues across the rotunda, have done everything we could, in many cases, to squeeze legislation that will add new government into the lives of our citizens.
Legislation to allow voters to obtain an absentee ballot in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic passed in the Senate today. I'm Jack Kosowski, KBIA News, Columbia.